Eels wrapping up that set of music from the Beautiful Freak album, which came out back in 1996 with My Beloved Monster in Me. Of course, the fact that that song made it on the Shrek soundtrack probably didn't hurt it, but hopefully helped get that band a little bit more notoriety. Now, Eels was basically the brainchild of Mark Oliver Everett. And I shouldn't say was, still is. I believe they're coming to Pittsburgh in May of 2022. But before those Eels albums, Mr. Everett put out a couple solo albums under the name E. In fact, he's on record of saying he named his band Eels because he wanted his solo albums and his band albums to be like kind of right next to each other on the old 8-track shelf. You know, the one where you had to put your hand in the little hole, you couldn't pull the 8-track out. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and then he realized that there was a bazillion Eagles albums in between those two bands. First got introduced to E with his Man Called E album from 1992 and fell in love with it. So I've been a fan ever since. Before the Eels went back to Electro Pura from Yellow Tango, because Paul is dead. Paul's not dead if it's me, Paul. Just let you know, I'm here. I'm alive. But that was the song, Paul is Dead. In fact, I saw my doctor today. I mentioned earlier. Got my flu shot. I'm good. He said, you're doing all right for your age. He was a little amazed. Still kicking at my age. He made me cry a little bit. No, he good visit. Good visit, just so you know. Good visit. Before the Yellow Tango, how about some Talking Heads and Psycho Killer? Start off the entire set from 1977's Suicide's debut album, self-titled, Ghost Rider. Gets us to where we are now, which is 29 minutes. Give me a couple seconds before that hits. Okay, ready? Now. 29 minutes past the hour, which means we got 31 more minutes to fill with more music. Hopefully you're all right with that. So I was out and about and doing some travels recently. I know, you never know this, but I was out. You don't read my blog or my vlog or my snog or any of that stuff. So I'm out doing some travels, cross country, into the heartland, and I stopped by a couple record stores, album stores, CD stores. What do you call these things these days? I'll just say record stores, because they had vinyl and some had some CDs. And I picked up a few things. And it's always funny because, like, literally of the four albums I picked up, I probably owned at least one of them. And the other ones contain songs that I already own elsewhere. I just added to the collection. And then I was listening to these albums while I was traveling. And one song that's in this set inspired this next set because I've got to tell you, October, as far as charities go, October, people associate as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's huge, and I'm not trying to demean that at all. But what gets overlooked a lot is October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah, so Breast Cancer Awareness, wear pink. October, if you're wearing purple, that's because you're making a statement about domestic violence, and I think it's overshadowed a lot. I do. It's a cause that the Moxster really supports and is behind, is supporting victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence. It's not always physical. It can be mental. It can be emotional. And you're like, Moxster, where are you going with this? Well, I've put together a set of music based on the fact that it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, just to make you a little bit more aware. A couple songs in this set triggered it from my travels, and then a couple songs I added in just to make that set complete. Starting off with the Cowboy Junkies. Sun comes up Tuesday morning.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning. Hits me straight in the eye. Guess you forgot to close the blind last night. Oh, that's right. I forgot it was me. Yeah, I should have missed the smell of them coffee in the morning and the sound of water splashing all over the bathroom and the kiss that you give me even though I was sleeping. But I kinda like to feel all this extra few feet in my bed. Telephone ringing, but I don't answer it, 'cause everybody knows good news always sleeps till noon. Guess it's tea and toast for roast again. Maybe I'll add a little TV to no milk. Oh God, I hate that. Guess I'll go to the corner, get breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get it? She said last night Bobby got a little bit out of hand lunchtime. I start to dial a number, then I remember, so I reach for something to smoke. And anyways, I'd rather listen to Coltrane than go through all that again. Something about an afternoon spent doing nothing, just listening to records and watching the sun fall, thinking of things that don't have to add up to something. I miss spell and be broken by the sound of keys scraping in the lock. Maybe tonight it's a movie, plenty of room for elbows and knees, a bag of popcorn all to myself, black and white with a strong female lead. And if I don't like it, no debate, I leave. Here comes that feeling that I've forgotten, how strange these streets feel when you're alone on them. Each pair of eyes just fill a suggestion, so I lower my head, make a beeline for home, seething inside funny. I never noticed the sound the street cars make as they pass my window, which reminds me, yeah, I forgot to close the blind again. Yeah, sure, I'll admit there are times when I miss you, especially like now when I need someone to hold me. But there are some things that can never be forgiven.
just gotta tell you that I kinda like the 60 feet in my bed. As she gets up off the floor, why is it that you beat me? It isn't any fun. Caroline says, as she makes up her eye, you ought to learn more about yourself. Think more than just I. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? Caroline says, as she gets up from the floor, you can hit me all you want to, but I don't love you anymore. Caroline says, while biting her lip, life is meant to be more than this, and this is a bum trip. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? She put her fist through the window pane. It was such a funny feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska.
Have you seen abusive behaviors in relationships?
Controlling you, who you see, when you go out, what you're doing when you're out of sight, it's not okay.
Putting you down, criticizing you, yelling at you or humiliating you, it's not okay.
Hurting you, losing their temper, getting violent, making threats against you, your family, or themselves, it's not okay.
Making you blame yourself. It's your fault for starting this. Making them mad. You deserve the mistreatment. It isn't true, and it's not okay.
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 It's not okay. Domestic violence hurts everyone.
Green Day from the Dookie album with Pulling Teeth, wrapping up that set of music, which all thematically addressed domestic violence, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I just want people to be aware of that, because I think that one doesn't get the headlines like it should. Before the in fact, the Green Day song "Pulling Teeth," as I said, it came off of Dookie, like the album that launched them. If you listen to the lyrics on that one, that is domestic violence of the female against the male in that relationship. Before that, Kim Gordon and Sonic Youth off of "Dirty" with "Soothe." Played Lou Reed. This came off of his Berlin album. It was "Caroline Says Part 2." And if you're familiar with the Velvet Underground and Lou Reed's output, that was actually a reworking of an old Velvet song, Stephanie Says, that didn't make light of day until one of the VU albums in the mid-1980s. And then I started that entire set from the Caution Horses from the Cowboy Junkies with "The Sun Comes Up, It's Tuesday Morning," because there is a line in there that says, "I guess I'll go to the corner and get breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get that?" She says, "Last night, Bobby got a little bit out of hand." So I just wanted to play those because, you know what? I think we should have domestic violence awareness all the time, not just October. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to make this my own little Mockster PSA right now, that if you're in an abusive relationship or just maybe you're not ready to get out of it, but you need to talk to someone, you could always call the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh at 412-687-8005. The hotline answers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's 412-687-8005. Got a few more songs to get into, so before we wrap up this hour, as we've got about 10 minutes left in the hour, I host an 80s night down at Arsenal Lanes each and every Thursday. You might hear me play this.
Jets fly over, a car calls by. Let me be the one to take a cool long look with eyes prize wide.
1988. Yeah, that's the year that we were introduced to the Strip Mine album from the band James. That was Yah-Ho here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And speaking of 1980s, some Flesh for Lulu in there with I Go Crazy. And potentially, I don't know, you might have been a Flesh for Lulu purist, but I discovered them in 1986 on the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack with that song. But I've heard if you dig deeper into the album or albums, you find some good stuff. So maybe I'll do that for you on a future Viva La Mach. Hey, speaking of good stuff, good poppy, crunchy, sugary good stuff, I want you to pull up a chair because it's breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday night. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic, it's anything that feeds the mind. Again, it's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 here on WRCT with an encore presentation for those who miss it on Sundays like I do on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that program. It is well worth your time. And you know what else is well worth your time? Hanging out here on WRCT's airwaves and just listening to what's going on, whether it's me, the Mockster, and Viva La Mach, or one of the other fantastic shows that you hear. We appreciate your support listening.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, a little show called Viva La Mach, or it's called Viva La Mach, or just Viva La Mach. Either way, anyway, hey, I'm the Mockster. I'm your host for at least the next hour. I can't make any guarantees beyond that. My goal is to be here at least for the hour, playing you some songs. Before I get into more songs, I want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Spack Brothers Pizza, well, they offer pizza. They also have hoagies, and they have wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, Spack Brothers does not use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And they're committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payments, as well as a contact-free pickup. You can actually learn more online by going to SPACbrothers.com, or you can call them up at 412-362-SPAC. Again, that's 412-362-SPAK, SPAKbrothers.com, or 412-362-7725. And if you need to stop by when you pick it up, they are located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Hey, and also, while I'm just talking about stuff, don't forget, you can come fall in the trap door because there are monsters underneath and listen to punk, folk, hardcore, and more with DJ Sideways on Trap Door at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays right here on WRCT. If you got a suggestion for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. It's the Bloodless Pharaohs with Bloodless Pharaohs here on Viva La Mach.
Too late to consult the tarot, just another Bloodless Pharaoh. Minus lingerie and marrow, wrapped in cords and closets narrow. Inside there's a letter scented, clutched the mummy's face lamented, adjacent to his jaw cemented, safe within this coffin rented. My duress, my school trip, it reads. Can't talk now, just found some leads. So close to rooms and rooms of gold. Please feed us like I don't catch cold.
in short pants. Listen to the tumbling airwaves. He is drooling on his toothbrush. Waistband on the shores of China. Asian mistresses in distress. Fix their legs in the proverbial crisscross. The daydream of the need for swimsuits. Mix with the rest of the sand surf.
Dr. Moore down, down in Youngstown, bodies in the street. Dr. Moore down, looning downtown, bodies with no feet. Dr. Moore down, looning Youngstown, bodies got the blues. Dr. Moore down, up in downtown, bodies with no shoes. An acid head cool in a 55 Dodge, didn't mean to do it. But a sidewalk run in the noonday sun, 10 to 1, he had to lose it.
Babylon at Big Ben Boom. Babylon at the Big Ben.
Girl named Sue knows just what to do. Girl named Sue knows just what to do. Drama to the east, don't you drama to the west, and she's the girl that loves me best. Bad girl named Daisy almost drive me crazy. Bad girl named Daisy almost drive me crazy. Recon cookie, yes siree. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. Tutti frutti, all Rudy. Tutti frutti, all Rudy. Tutti frutti, all Rudy. Tutti frutti, all Rudy. Tutti frutti, all Rudy.
Babylon at the Big Ben Boom.
That is the German three-piece we know as Trio from a 1983 seven-inch single of theirs doing Little Richard's Tutti Frutti. I believe Trio was known as Trio Stateside, but over in Europe they were actually known as Zam. I'm not sure why they didn't want Zam to be their name over here, but I don't know. That was Trio. Before the Tutti Frutti, Devo. Oh, more music from Akron, Ohio. Devo, an early track of theirs with Auto Mowdown. Cardboard's in there. Pittsburgh's own Cardboard's from the early 1980s. From their one and only release with Electrical Generator. Now here's a sidebar for you. If you want to have anything or just explore the archives of the Pittsburgh music scene, go dig up Debt Begins at 20. You can find it for free on YouTube. There's also an organization in the UK called Lux that I think hosts the video, the documentary. But it's fantastic. The Cardboards are in there. The Dykes. A bunch of early 80s punk and new wave bands in the Pittsburgh scene. It's a great one. Debt Begins at 20. Before the Cardboards, the Bloodless Pharaohs featuring the Setzer brothers. Yeah, Brian being one of those Setzer brothers with the self-titled song called Bloodless Pharaohs. About 15 minutes past the hour. Well, let's give it 16. We'll push it. We're almost 16 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva La Mac. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you got a suggestion for a song for me to play on a future show, send me an email. My email address is wrctrequest at gmail.com. From 1977, it's Suicide. It's Ghost Rider. It's Viva La Mach.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle hero? Beep, 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 he's a blazing away. Stars, stars, stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Beep, 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 he's a screaming the truth. America, America's killing its youth. Screaming away. America, America is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth.
You can't even finish it. You my beloved monster and me. We go everywhere together, wearing a raincoat that has four sleeves, gets us through all kinds of weather.
Eels wrapping up that set of music from the Beautiful Freak album, which came out back in 1996 with My Beloved Monster and Me. Of course, the fact that that song made it on the Shrek soundtrack probably didn't hurt it, but hopefully helped get that band a little bit more notoriety. Now, Eels was basically the brainchild of Mark Oliver Everett, and I shouldn't say was, still is. I believe they're coming to Pittsburgh in May of 2022. But before those Eels albums, Mr. Everett put out a couple solo albums under the name E. In fact, he's on record of saying he named his band Eels because he wanted his solo albums and his band albums to be like kind of right next to each other on the old 8-track shelf. You know, the one where you had to put your hand in the little hole, you couldn't pull the 8-track out. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and then he realized that there was a bazillion Eagles albums in between those two bands. First got introduced to E with his Man Called E album from 1992 and fell in love with it. So I've been a fan ever since. Before the Eels went back to Electro Pura from Yellow Tango, because Paul is dead. Paul's not dead if it's me, Paul. Just let you know, I'm here. I'm alive. But that was the song, Paul is Dead. In fact, I saw my doctor today. I mentioned earlier. Got my flu shot. I'm good. He said, you're doing all right for your age. He was a little amazed. Still kicking at my age. He made me cry a little bit. No, he it was a good visit. Good visit, just so you know. Good visit. Before the Yellow Tango, how about some Talking Heads and Psycho Killer? Start off the entire set from 1977's Suicide's debut album, self-titled, Ghost Rider. Gets us to where we are now, which is 29 minutes. Give me a couple seconds before that hits. Okay, ready? Now. 29 minutes past the hour, which means we got 31 more minutes to fill with more music. Hopefully you're all right with that. So I was out and about and doing some travels recently. I know, you never know this, but I was out. You don't read my blog or my vlog or my snog or any of that stuff. So I'm out doing some travels cross-country into the heartland, and I stopped by a couple record stores, album stores, CD stores. What do you call these things these days? I'll just say record stores, because they had vinyl and some had some CDs. And I picked up a few things. And it's always funny because, like, literally of the four albums I picked up, I probably owned at least one of them. And the other ones contain songs that I already own elsewhere. I just added to the collection. And then I was listening to these albums while I was traveling. And one song that's in this set inspired this next set, because I've got to tell you, October, as far as charities go, October, people associate as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's huge, and I'm not trying to demean that at all. But what gets overlooked a lot is October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah, so Breast Cancer Awareness, wear pink. October, if you're wearing purple, that's because you're making a statement about domestic violence. And I think it's overshadowed a lot. I do. It's a cause that the Moxster really supports and is behind, is supporting victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence. It's not always physical. It can be mental. It can be emotional. And you're like, Moxster, where are you going with this? Well, I've put together a set of music based on the fact that it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, just to make you a little bit more aware. A couple songs in this set triggered it from my travels, and then a couple songs I added in just to make that set complete. Starting off with the Cowboy Junkies. Sun comes up Tuesday morning.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning. Hits me straight in the eye. Guess you forgot to close the blind last night. Oh, that's right. I forgot it was me. Yeah, I should have missed the smell of them coffee in the morning. And the sound of water splashing all over the bathroom. And the kiss that you give me. But I kinda like the feel of the extra few feet in my bed. Telephone ringing, but I don't answer it, 'cause everybody knows good news always sleeps till noon. Guess it's tea and toast for roast again. Maybe I'll add a little TV to no milk. Oh God, I hate that. Guess I'll go breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get it? She said last night Bobby got a little bit out of hand. Lunchtime I start to dial a number, then I remember, so I reach for something to smoke. And anyways, I'd rather listen to Coltrane than go through all that again. Something about a listening to records and watching the sun fall, thinking of things that don't have to add up to something. And this spell won't be broken by the sound of keys scraping in the lock. Maybe tonight it's a movie, plenty of room for elbows and knees. A bag of popcorn all to myself, black and white with a strong female lead. And if I don't like it, no debate, I leave. Here comes that feeling that I've forgotten, how strange these streets feel when you're alone on them. Each pair of eyes just fill a suggestion. So I lower my head, make a beeline for home, seething inside funny. I never noticed the sound the streetcars make.